Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The standings are pretty simple. Bucks are 6-3, Panthers 5-5, Falcons 3-6, and the Saints are 2-8. Saints won yesterday. Panthers and Bucks lost, and so did we. The bottom line for us right now is we cannot convert third downs. And it is a big part of the story when you start talking about why the Falcons are where they are. Over the last month, they've been dead last. 20% conversion rate. Dead last for 4 weeks. That's a month. So there are a lot of things that we can talk about, and I certainly want to hear from you guys at 404-726-0929. Mark Zeno is in for Mike today, and as we mentioned, Roz having his presser, on this Monday. And it is via Zoom. So Zeno's asking a few questions. He'll come back in and share what Ra had to say live for us as a lot of questions are being asked. And look, I don't know where you're at when it comes to the overall change of things. I don't know how much grace you're going to have. This has been brought up today, right? You stay the course and you just say, hey, this is just part of the process. We are going to go through this with Michael Penix, and we're going to lose some games, and we're probably not going to playoffs this year because, again, I've seen nothing that shows me this team can win 4 or 5 in a row. They just haven't. They could, but they haven't. And the crazy thing is, you know what, and Day-Day, this schedule lightens up, doesn't it, over the next few weeks? I mean, I say that, but are there any easy games in this league? I mean, yesterday Buffalo went down to Miami and got drubbed, right? I mean, Buffalo, you talk about our loss to the Dolphins was bad. Buffalo, that was a bad loss. They were coming off of a win against the Chiefs, and they scored 13 points. Josh Allen is pulled at the end of this game, not because of anything. He just had a bad day. And, you know, they pull him. So you say the schedule lightens up. And I just want to get to this before we talk some dogs here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, your phone calls are welcome, guys, to get in and share how you're feeling and where you're at on this team right now. And more importantly, do you feel like change is the answer? We've talked about it for weeks. We've said, all right, do it again. Do it again. Do it again. They've done it 4 weeks in a row now, and they can't find a way to win some of these close matchups. But real quick, the schedule as it looks next week, obviously, it's the Panthers. You talk about payback. They beat us 30-0. It was ugly. If you're going to win a game, this has to be the one, okay? I mean, I don't care what happens in week 17, but, like, this has to be the one. But it's Panthers at Saints, which is not going to be easy. Tyler Shook looked halfway decent yesterday. We'll see what happens. It's the Saints. They always want to ruin our day. And then you're at the Jets. But don't sneeze. The Jets all of a sudden have won, like, two in a row. So it's like it feels like the schedule gets lighter and you go, okay, we can handle this. We run off three straight. All of a sudden, we're 6-6. We're back to 500. And now what happens over the next, you know, 5 weeks of the season when you're talking about Seahawks, Bucks, Cardinals, Rams, Saints? I can't predict. Nostradamus doesn't want to go there because this team's inconsistency. I can't look into the crystal ball and tell you that this team is going to be consistent for that stretch or that amount of time. But I do know this. There feels like a lot of things that are wrong with this football team, and yesterday our quarterback was one of them. And in the critical moments, he was not good, as we've been discussing today. What's your biggest issue with what's happening during this four-game losing streak? That's what I want to know. And if you think it's just plain and simple, Dukes, it is coaching. Tell me. Dukes, it is the way this offense operates. Tell me. Or is it just the quarterback not being as good as we thought he was right now? Could it be that simple? That maybe all of this other stuff has blinded our attention to say, hey, you know what? Michael Penix has been not throwing the ball as well as we thought he was going to. You can tell us, 404-726-0929. We had a lot of big college football games over the weekend. We got to talk some dogs. I was a little bit surprised, not going to lie, a little bit surprised that they were so dominant from start to finish. Final score, 41-21 over Miss State. Tomorrow we'll get Connor Riley on the show and get his thoughts on this game, but also the matchup coming up this weekend as the Texas Longhorns come to Athens. It's a night game, should be crazy, and I expect it to be a really entertaining game. But Gunnar Stockton right now is playing better than Arch Manning, plain and simple. And if Arch Manning goes into Athens and plays as he has, even in the wins, the comeback win against Miss State or last time they played, which was Vandy, I still give the nod to Gunnar Stockton. He was 18 of 29 for 264 and three touchdowns. Nate Frazier had 12 carries for 181 yards and a touchdown. The key to this game on Saturday, guys, was the Dogs' 567 yards of total offense. And all of a sudden now, they're 8-1, they're 6-1 in the SEC. And if they beat Texas, that'll be 7-1, and things are looking really good for them to maybe be back in the SEC championship game. So for all the concerns with Kirby and this particular group, especially defensively, I thought this might have been the defense is one of their best games of the season, especially the way Miss State was scoring coming into this game at about 33 a clip. Let me hear Nate Frazier in that 59-yard touchdown in the third quarter.
Stockton hands it off, room for Frazier, and he's inside the 40. It's a foot race. Frazier at the 10, keeps his balance, doesn't touch out of bounds, and scores. Touchdown, Georgia.
So we now know they're capable of being in control from start to finish, because we've all questioned, like, okay, they're come from behind. We know they're able to do that. They're a second-half team. They're a fourth-quarter team. We know that. This was that display I think most of us were waiting to see. Noah Thomas also had a big game, a 64-yard touchdown reception in the third quarter. This made it Dogs 37, Miss State 7.
Dead Stockton stepping up, throwing complete, and it's Thomas who's free. Breaks a tackle inside the 30. Thomas cutting it back again. Another Georgia touchdown.
Yeah, and by the way, I think Zachariah Branch is arguably becoming one of the most explosive guys, not only in the SEC, but around the country. He's having a big year. He started things off in the second quarter with that 19-yard touchdown. It made it 23-7. But as I said, the final score, 41-21. And here's Kirby talking about it on ESPN afterwards.
Well, it wasn't easy. They got a good football team and a tough place to play. I thought it was really hot today, and I thought it really affected kind of both teams. So I'm proud of our guys. I'm proud of the conditioning level. This win goes to the strength staff and all the guys that push our kids during the week.
Yeah, I agree with Kirby on that. I mean, it's kind of deceiving when you control the game the way they did, but you want games like this. You want to win games where it may seem a little easy, but it was. The weather was a factor. The crowd was, until it wasn't, because the Dogs took them out of it. So there are a lot of reasons to feel good about Georgia heading into this Texas game, and we're going to be breaking it down with you all week long here on the show. Meanwhile, did you guys hear this? LSU's ex-coach Brian Kelly rejected two settlement offers. Apparently, he wants all his money. If you've not heard this, there were two settlement offers from the university. We're talking about LSU. And his attorneys had given LSU officials on Monday a deadline to confirm in writing that they're going to pay him the $54 million that's owed in the terms of his contract. Remember, he signed a 10-year, $95 million contract. So according to the documents, this is from the Baton Rouge Advocate, LSU's athletic director Scott Woodward offered Kelly a lump sum payment of $25 million on the day he was fired. So he was like, we're getting rid of you and we're going to give you $25 million. And then Woodward also offered to remove some language in the contract that would have reduced the buyout amount if he coaches again. But apparently, that's not what Kelly wants. Kelly's looking for all of his money, and I think most of you would too. So he has rejected two of those offers from LSU so far, so we'll see where that goes. That might be a legal fight. Who knows? I'm not sure. Meanwhile, guys, DJ Lagway, is he at Florida next year? Day-Day, oh, is he at Florida next year? He got benched in the Kentucky game. We saw him against Georgia. I'm not sure if he stays, and we don't even know what the coaching situation is going to be. But they have come out and said he will start against Ole Miss this upcoming week. Is he there next year?
It depends on who the next coach is. I know a lot of Steve. I don't know. He might be 50-50 right now just waiting, but it doesn't look good on his the future there being past this season.
Billy Gonzalez is the interim coach. And by the way, I thought he did a really good job against the Dogs. I thought his team was in that game. They had a chance. They had no shot at Kentucky. They scored 7 points. It was a disaster. So he got benched at halftime and was replaced with a true freshman, Tramell Jones. But Lagway, 11 of 19 for 83 yards, a touchdown, and 3 interceptions. And are those the numbers that Lane Kiffin retweeted, I guess?
He retweeted the backup quarterback being benched for a freshman. That's the part he tweeted.
Oh, that's bad. Jones was 9 of 17 passing for 60 yards in that game. Talking college football, guys, and there is going to be some big games coming up, not only this week, but obviously as we head to Thanksgiving with rivalry weekend. And, of course, the Dogs taking on Georgia Tech. I think the big news over the weekend was also that Indiana stayed unbeaten. It was an improbable win. They come from behind to beat Penn State on the road, and it just sets up things for the rankings tomorrow when the College Football Playoff Committee gets together. As we speak, it is Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama. Those are the four teams, and if the playoffs started today, they would get a bye. And then, of course, Georgia's number 5 sitting on the outside looking in. Texas, as we speak, is 10. We'll see if they move up. They did not play this week, so it's doubtful. They'll probably come in as a 10th-ranked team in the country. All right, Zeno rejoins us.
Yep.
Let's get an update on what Ra had to say, because that's where our focus is today with the Falcons, as we've been talking about all the things and the flaws of this football team and who's to blame. What did he have to say?
Number one, no changes coming, as expected. I didn't think I was going to get any other. There was no mark. There are no changes coming. So everything is the status quo as far as coaching, play calling, all that. We're going to run this thing right back as it is, which, again, to a certain extent, I understand. But
so no OC changes? Nope. Nobody's calling plays nope. Except Zach?
Nope. Everything remains the status quo from that standpoint. Still trying to find a way. It's still trying to find a way. That was said a couple of times, we've got to find a way and we've got to execute better. I asked specifically about the 3rd and 21, asked him to break it down and what he saw.
Okay.
And how it went. And the only thing he commented on is said maybe, I forget it was on the left edge at that point in time, you know, could have set him back inside a little more.
Setting the edge?
Yeah, or just, you know, if he goes straight up the field, it forces Daniel Jones to cut back to the middle where there's more help,
right,
as opposed to the outside. And they, you know, he said maybe we get him in 4th and 10, and that's a whole different scenario than 4th and 2, you know. But like we said, I mean, it was one of those things where the way the play unfolded, nobody was out of position, nobody did the wrong thing, but the broken record. We've got to find a way to not let that happen. Like and I asked him, do you want to change that message? And he's like, no. What can you do? I mean, you know. The enemy gets a say in this game, right? The opposition gets a say. They're allowed to make plays. They're allowed to, and this is me speaking, not him. They're allowed to make plays. They're allowed to put effort in to try and beat you. I'm not happy with we've got to find a way, but they want to get working on it. They're not. I can generally tell. Ra's not upset about the way his team is playing. They're upset about the results. But if you believe in process over results, and I do, then you have to start to believe that the process is good because it's showing you that it's good. He did address the completion percentage stuff. He was asked directly about whether it was on Mike or it was on, you know,
it was on
the
Mike.
Receivers.
It's on Mike.
He's never going to say that out loud. I mean, specifically the Kyle Pitts ball in the end zone that should have been a touchdown.
It's on Mike.
You know, he said Mike could have made a better throw, but you'd like to see Pitts be able to, you know, he's paid to make those contested catches and he could have, you know.
I love how people pin that on Pitts, though.
It's not on Pitts. It was a bad throw.
Bro, run a good route.
If he did run a good route. If he throws that ball in the blue,
it's a touchdown.
It's a touchdown.
And people want to pick
for a 6'5 tight end who's taller and bigger and faster than everybody.
I heard somebody say, oh, he should have put his foot in the ground and gone back for that ball.
No.
So I have to not only run a good route, now I have to do the extra that my quarterback can't deliver the football when he needs to.
One other quick note, and good credit to Joe Patrick because he asked this question. The connection between Darnell Mooney and Michael Pitts
What connection?
It's not. I mean, he asked about it, and you know, it was kind of shadow games, coach speak kind of answer. But clearly, that's a problem. Whether it's training camp that he wasn't there for, they're not on the same page. The completions look bad. They're off, and you know, we didn't get much, guys. I mean, honestly, you know, what can you say? It's another disappointing, frustrating loss, and they cut off before I could get the Brian Daboll lost his job. Have you talked to ownership about your job security question? So. I didn't get a chance to get that in. My bad. That's on me.
No, it's not. Is this organization afraid of change? I mean, again, are they afraid of change?
You should be when you're going on your fifth coach in 11 years. I've been in this market 11 years. You shouldn't have a coach every 2.5 years. That's bad.
If they're not getting it done.
But it's bad for business. Like, even the Cleveland Browns, I know it's struggling and they're not winning games, but even they recognize we can't just keep bringing new people in here. We've got to have some semblance of stability and lay a foundation for things to happen in the future.
All right, we got to talk about this. We will. When we come back, stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno's in for Mike today. It's Falcon Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is Dukes and Bell, Mark in for Mike today, and I want to get back to something you mentioned about change and that it's not good for business. So I just want to go through this real quick because Mike Smith was the winningest coach that we've had here, but Mike Smith, you know, was 1-4 in the playoffs. And the 2010 team was really good. The 2012 team should have went to the Super Bowl, plain and simple. But when he gets fired in the end of his tenure from 08 to 14, which was really, it was a hell of a run. And Mike Smith has been on the show. We've seen his Mikey, you know, Smitty at Super Bowls and stuff. There's no ill will. Smitty loves Arthur Blank and understands, you know, it's just part of the business. But it was time. And when Mike Smith got fired, Falcon fans, and the reason why we're talking about this is Mark asked the question today about Ra would change and there's a different play caller or any of this stuff. No change. And I said to Mark, is this franchise afraid to change again? So you bring in Dan Quinn, and Dan Quinn, there was remnants of the 2012 team that was here, but he got an experienced quarterback in Matt Ryan. But Dan Quinn also, in those first few years, drafted really well, and those guys helped us get to a Super Bowl. But at the end of Quinn's tenure, it was time.
Mm-hmm.
It was time.
You could see it.
Right?
You could see it.
So then Arthur Smith comes in here, and we could argue this all day long, but he should have gotten a third season?
Fourth season, you mean?
A fourth season with what happened here with the quarterbacks and having no money. And
absolutely should.
His first year was literally street free agents. And we knew we weren't going to be any good.
His first year was, you know those CDs they still have at Best Buy for a dollar in a basket? That's what that roster was.
Yeah.
It was all those CDs in the basket.
It was terrible. Long story short, Arthur's knees get cut. But, you know, again, it did because they thought they could get Belichick. We know the story. It didn't happen. But now with Raheem here, and my point is that goes back to, you want to go back 25 years, okay? We're going back, you know, 20 years or whatever it might be, from Mike Smith all the way where we are now. If it isn't working, Zeno, you got to change. And you mentioned something about process over results, and it sounds very, you know, like some kind of self-help book, which I'm a big fan of. Don't get me wrong if you like that stuff. But at the end of the day, it is about results. It's not the process. There are people who try to lose weight their entire lives. It doesn't happen. Their entire life. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm cutting my intake. I'm doing the weights. And you know what? It's the process. But if you're not getting the results, it doesn't matter.
Here's the problem.
Right now, though, the Falcons aren't getting the results, and neither is Raheem.
They're not getting enough results or any positive results or enough results to say that the process is valid. Right? Like, that's the issue.
But you have to understand, they're building on what's already happened. You can't erase the last 7 years of us not getting to the playoffs.
No, and some of this is not Raheem's fault. It's not even to a certain extent all Terry Fontenot's fault. Like, the angst of the fan base goes
deep.
Back to 2016, to 28-3. It goes back there. These guys had nothing to do with that.
Well, Rob was on that staff, but no, he didn't. But no,
right.
I agree. Now, he wasn't the head coach, and he wasn't calling the shots per se. I hear what you're saying. I just feel like when we start talking about the process, I don't want to hear that. The results are all that matter. And this is where our fan base is, and this is why we have this angst. Because when Quinn came in here, we were like, okay, hey, we got a pretty good team. We're close. We think we're pretty good. We got a really good quarterback. He helped us get there. Then it fell apart. And then we're like, okay, well, we'll rebuild. And Arthur Smith, you had a really good team in Tennessee. You're going to help us get there. It didn't happen. Now we find ourselves with a new coach in a situation where he's coming in, and this foundation of whatever this losing is has been built for the last 7 years. For some Falcon fans, obviously, it goes deeper than that. I'm trying to stay in the present moment. I can't worry about what they did in the 70s. I can't. That's unfair. But if you're telling me that you're giving Ra a clean slate and the reason why we should not change or be afraid of maybe making a move is because you want to stay the course, is because he deserves 4 years, and that'll be the foundation of his regime.
No, what I'm saying is that continual rotation of coaches is bad for business. Always has been, always will be. Why are the Steelers a perennial playoff team? Why are the Ravens a perennial playoff team? Why have the Eagles been a perennial playoff team?
Because they've hired three amazing guys.
Okay, well, you've had stability. You've had a foundation of the organization, and you've been able to build on it.
The Steeler thing's unfair. Tomlin's never had a losing season.
You're right. You're right. It is unfair. But I'm not willing to throw, you know, everything on the fact that the results aren't there yet. I still believe the process of results. Now, I think it's fair to question, is the process working? That's the question. Okay. Is the process working?
Okay.
We don't have enough wins to validate the process at this point in time. That is 100% accurate. But changing the coaches again, like Dukes, look at me honestly and tell me, you can say that the last two losses were on coaching. I don't think they were. I don't. And as much as we, quote, got to find a way, and there was no grass reference. I think there was only one grass reference.
Don't do this. Don't do it.
But as much as they keep saying that, it's not. You said it before. Players make plays, right?
That's it.
Okay. In the last 2 weeks, players didn't make plays. An idiot kicker didn't make a play. And on third down, a guy didn't make a play.
Why you gotta
and then
call
on
him
fourth
an idiot?
Down, a guy, because they're all idiots. On fourth down, a guy didn't make a play. In overtime, nobody made a play. On offense or defense. You're not going to convince me the last two losses were about coaching. I'm not saying the coach can't get better on the macro, on the whole. 100%, it can. And talking big picture quarterback development is different than game-to-game stuff. Because they don't call the same game plan every single week.
How is your quarterback 31st in the league in completion percentage? How is your quarterback 32nd in off-target percentage? How is your quarterback 28th in third down conversions? How? So, yo, you're right. But yesterday for me was literally the first time, and maybe I'm not wanted to see this, but it's the first time I said, man, he is off. He is not making the throws he needs to make to move this thing. So you're right. There's enough blame to go all the way around. But guess what, Zeno? They're not moving on from Penix. If they're going to move, they're going to move with the coach. And they're going to say somebody else with a different vision can do better.
Can I be annoying for a second?
What's that?
I can answer a lot of your questions about Penix because, you know, he was still supposed to be learning at this point in time. The plan supposed to be learning. Listen, if you can't hold your water through tough times, you know, when things are going bad, if you can't stay the course, the uncertainty is on you. There was nothing to prove that Michael Penix was ready. Remember when, I'm old enough to remember this, when Desmond Ridder was drafted and Arthur Smith refused to start him in the whole world, including, I would like to point out, members in this room, where's Ridder? Why are we starting Ridder? Because Arthur Smith told us he wasn't ready.
No, he didn't.
He wasn't ready.
He did.
The whole world was screaming for him, and so we were stuck with Marcus Mariota, who coincidentally still stinks. Okay?
You think?
No, I've seen it. It's true. And so...
So are you saying they should have told us that Penix wasn't ready? Is that what you're saying? And if you're so, then that's on the coaching staff.
Right. Well, this is where we can talk about that, because they got to a point of diminishing returns with Kirk for a variety of reasons. We don't need to rehash them all. Where they weren't winning and they were blowing a division lead and everything was great until it wasn't. And they weren't willing to ride it out the rest of the year. And you made a decision for which there was no going back. And unless you were going to make the decision at that point in time and tell everybody Kirk is hurt and we're going to sit him down until he's healthy, which is what they didn't do. They benched him. There's a difference between being hurt and being benched. Once you benched him, there was no going back. None. You could not put it in reverse. There was no DeLorean to kick it to 88 and go back and start all over again. That wasn't happening. You didn't hold your water on the plan that you sold us all on.
So who's to blame for that?
Leadership starts at the top there, Carl. Leadership starts at the top.
Building a path looking for this man, but until then, we do not alter the plan.
Yeah.
Leadership starts at the top.
Who's responsible for that?
Leadership starts at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Stick your well-laid plan up your well-laid 404-726-0929.
Where are you at? We want to hear from you. Phone lines are open, and you are more than welcome to chime in as we discuss all the things. Again, Bucks 6-3, Panthers 5-5, Falcons 3-6 after the loss yesterday in Berlin. All right, we're coming back. We got more Falcons stuff to discuss, but we also got to give them their flowers. I don't know. Maybe because we're in Atlanta, you do. But do you guys know how influential Outkast has been? We got to talk about it because they went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We got to give them their flowers, and we will. Your calls are coming in as we speak, and we're going to jump on the phones as well as we continue this conversation on a Falcon Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Your calls are coming up in just a sec. Mark Zeno's in for Mike today. It is Dukes and Bell. Welcome in on a Monday as we discuss all things when it comes to the Falcons. Rod did have his press conference today. Zeno got a chance to ask him a few questions. We'll cover some of that coming up here in the Falcon Report, but we're going to take your phone call. So if you're on hold, stay there, and we're going to grab you in just a second. Just got to give Outkast their flowers, man. They went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend, and it was an incredible class of you know, artists and individuals. But, you know, when you start talking about the impact of Outkast, and Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music came out April 26, 1994, it was different. And Speaker Box, The Love Below guys went 13 times platinum. Outkast is one of nine groups that have gone diamond. Diamond. It just doesn't happen. And when I start mentioning the groups that did this, Lauryn Hill was the first female rapper to do it. Nelly, Grammar, Country Grammar, yep. Eminem had three albums go diamond. Obviously, Marshall Mathers, the Eminem album, which was what was
and then Eight Mile,
I believe so. And then he put out a Greatest Hits, which also did. Obviously, Tupac and Biggie, we know. But you're talking about elite company.
M went back to back diamond.
Diamond, yeah. Marshall Mathers and the Eminem Show was the other one. The point is this, and they came out in a year in 1994. If you're a hip hop head, like Nas, I mean, it's
the start of Jay Z. There's so
Reasonable
much. Doubt.
Yeah, there's just so much out there, and they were in their lane. They did what they did, and so we've had obviously Big Boy on the show numerous times. Big shout out to everybody in the Dungeon family, and then the extended family, and they brought everybody on stage. And I want you to hear a little bit of this, because this is home, man, and this is where it happened. And we should all be proud to have Outkast in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because that is a part of Atlanta now forever. But Danny Glover introduced them. Donald Glover, not Danny Glover.
I was going to say, Lethal Weapon, Danny Glover?
No, not Danny. Donald. And I want you to hear what he had to say, and then I'm going to play something from Andre 3000 about how this got started. And he got emotional, but here is Glover first.
Outkast was able to distill the polarizing nature of being not just from the South, not just being black, but being a human in a very polarizing and contradicting world. Outkast made it possible to imagine experimenting on the biggest stage and to aim for the impossible. If If I had to describe what I thought a 13 times platinum highest selling rap album in the world would be in 2003, it probably wouldn't have been a rap duo, and it probably wouldn't have been a double album that split the genre in half with two consecutive number one songs. It probably would have been that. Because that sounds insane until it isn't. Until you see it and feel it and know it. A lot of black music deals with what was and what is, making sense of a reality we were placed in. Outkast seemed to effortlessly explore what could be. They made every experiment sound like a destiny.
And then you have the guys come on stage, and everybody that could be there, I think, was there as they, you know, followed them up and they invited people on stage. This is the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And by the way, the others that were inducted, just so you know, Soundgarden, Bad Company, The White Stripes, Cyndi Lauper, Chubby Checker, and Joe Cocker. So it was an incredible night. But Andre 3000 had this to say about things starting in small rooms.
One thing that Jack said, man, Jack is, man, he's one of my favorites, man. We love you, man. But one thing that he said something about little rooms, and we started in a little. Little rooms. Great things start in little rooms. Yeah, man. That's it.
Long live Uncle Moni.
He's talking about Jack White's speech earlier in the night, and then he's acknowledging Jack, saying we love you, and then that moment happened. Obviously, Goody Mob, Rico Wade, rest in peace. There's just so many. But I'll just say this, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. For every kid in Atlanta that is like, can that ever happen to me? It can. Dream. Big. That small room, do you think they ever thought about being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and being considered arguably the greatest rap duo in the history of their genre? The answer is no.
What was cool was that in the intro for them, they kept emphasizing Rico Wade and Rico Wade's basement. And everything just came together for them down there. Like, they just needed the basement. They needed each other. As long as they was down there, everything was going to be all right, man.
It's an incredible story, man. And we should all be proud. So congratulations to Outkast. And again, Atlanta, stand up, man. This is for the culture and certainly for everybody that's been influenced by their music and will continue to be. It's Dukes and Bell. All right, we got to jump back to the phone calls. So many people want to chime in, and we want to hear from you on a Falcon Monday. Want to start with Paul. Paul, thanks for being patient, man. What's on your mind? What are you thinking?
Hey, to Mark, you know, we are all direct reflections. This is coming from a ball coach. We're all direct reflection of our parents. Well, Penix is a direct reflection of his coaches, and our coaches are direct reflections from their leadership. That leadership is direct reflection of the owner. So you're right. Bird crap can roll uphill sometimes, and it should. And, you know, y'all, you can't answer for the 70s. But you know what? It's so hard. Nobody can answer anything that's gone on in the 2000s, early 2000s, and then 2010 through 2020. It seems like it's been a train wreck. But the one stable thing about all of it is this. Whenever we go back to a Dan Reeves, whenever we go back to a coach that's got some kind of foundation under them, we seem to come out of our hole. It may be temporary. They wanted Dan's head when he left too. But it just seems like the right move is to get somebody in-house that's got a foundation. We thought it was Belichick. It turns out we're probably better off it wasn't Belichick. But there's got to be somebody out there that we can turn to that's got some kind of foundation that can light a spark under this team, because our players carried us through that game. They played a great game. In my eyes, on a Sunday morning in Germany, I thought they played a fantastic ball game, and it was the players. There's some internal leadership amongst them players because, come on, guys, we let go of a kicker that was had all kind of accolades for the last 3 or 4 years under the Falcons. We let go of a coach who probably bucked up against the head coach and got sent out. And then we let go a great wide receiver growing and almost a leader on that team. And we lost him, and nobody knows why, because he bucked up and he liked the coach that got fired. And so when things like that happen, it is time for all that stuff to roll uphill, and everybody needs to answer for what their part is in it. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks. I mean, again, I'll never be a millionaire. I'll never be a billionaire. When my organization is in crisis mode, I know where I'm standing, out in front, talking to everybody, reassuring everybody, giving everybody a plan, a direction, making sure that I'm seen and people hear what I'm saying. That's what leadership is.
But you're saying that's not Terry Fontenot speaking?
No, it's not Terry Fontenot. It's not Rich McKay. It's the owner.
Okay.
I know NFL owners, save Jerry Jones, are scarce. I get it. And they don't have to do anything they don't want to do. But if he ain't going to do it, somebody below him, but somebody needs to speak. You can't just let this thing continue to spiral the way it is without any sense of direction. I mean, I'm not somebody who believes that ownership and front offices need to cater to the whims of fan bases, because if they did that, you know, every NFL team would be in chaos week to week. That's not reality. But this is a different set of circumstances here. When you're looking individual, I mean, the Giants fired their coach today.
They did.
It was out of control. It was bad. You blew four double-digit fourth-quarter leads.
Correct.
And lost all those games.
Yep.
And
we've had two embarrassing losses.
And two bad ones.
And two bad ones. How does that compare? Like, you can't say they don't. They do in different ways, but they absolutely do. And, you know, they thought that, hey, this is where we need to go. Obviously, with Arthur Blank, and let me ask you this as we continue this conversation. If he does address it, doesn't that make it worse? Somebody just said, Dukes, if he comes out and says this, it feels like, oh, he's in panic mode. You know what? I'm not going to say anything because we got it under control. We know how you guys feel, us, the world, Atlanta, Falcon Nation, Falcon fans. We know how you feel. But if he speaks, then it's, oh, crap. This thing is out of control.
No, it depends on what you say. But look, at least in Miami, right, they turned around and said, we're not firing McDaniel. We'll reevaluate it at the end of the season.
They did.
Okay. At least that, number one, puts everybody in the locker room at ease, right? Like, you know, we can go play ball and focus on playing ball right now and not worry about one play, one snap, one decision changing the course of everything. And at least it tells everybody, this is the plan going forward in the short term. Give me something. Like, in reality, you know, and this...
So that's what you want? You want them to come out and say, we're not moving on from anybody. We'll reevaluate at the end of the season. And you're saying that shuts everything down. We're good.
It doesn't mean we're good. It just means it answers the question, you know, as people are screaming because we've lost four straight games, that this is the short-term direction of where we are.
By the way, you said this earlier real quick because I know Brian and Decatur and Dexter, Jordan, you guys hold on because we're going to let you guys give it whatever you want, wherever you want to go with this, okay? So just stay right there. You said this earlier, and this is why this matters. If Raw had been here 5 years and we'd gone to the playoffs 3 of the 5 years, he's got equity.
Right.
He doesn't.
No.
Last year, we should have gone. We didn't. So we're already holding that, right, against him in the sense that we felt like, regardless of how that situation played out, we blew an opportunity. Okay, so he doesn't have that equity as a head coach to say, hey, I've been here. We've been in this situation. We've handled it. That is what makes this worse in the sense that, do you want him to come out and do exactly what Mark Zeno's talking about? Come out and say, hey, we got this. And you know what? We're not doing anything rash because everybody is losing their minds. And we are losing our minds. But I don't know if it makes it any better right now, Mark. I just don't. And the part of that is this buildup that even Paul was talking about, going back to the 2000s and you go back. It's this buildup that it feels like, damn, can our organization just get moving in the right direction? And I know there are a lot of people at Flyer Branch who listen to us. We love you guys. We respect you. But that's how people feel. I'm sorry. If you don't know it, I'm telling you right now. And I get this all around the country all the time, Mark. Oh, I got it last night. You know how many calls I got? You want to talk about the Falcons? Not really. I'm enjoying this bourbon. I really don't want to talk about it. But people wonder what the hell's going on. Why can't they get it right? Why aren't they not moving in the right direction? You got all these young pieces. What's wrong with the offense? It's the same crap. And ultimately, you know what it gets back to? That organization must be dysfunctional. And that is unfair because we know there are a lot of hardworking people up there who are trying to do this thing right, but it's not going their way. And that's what he's fighting.
Well, and it seems almost like he's left to answer a lot of questions that aren't in his scope, right? Raheem Morris, that is. And that's part of the problem, right? You're asking him to justify things that, you know, because part of the fans' issue is we haven't been in the playoffs going on now 7 years, seven or eight, whatever it is, right? He had nothing to do with that. So you're asking him to answer for questions which he can't account for. And, hey, that's life in the big boy sport of the NFL. That yes. happens sometimes. The other thing, unfortunately, Raheem doesn't have, he doesn't have any other high-level coaching record to rest laurels on for people. He doesn't have another, you know, his tenure in Tampa Bay wasn't successful.
And the other places he was an assistant.
Right. Right.
He wasn't calling shots.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like in times of crisis,
you want to hear from
leadership. I need to hear from leadership. Even if it's a written statement.
Okay.
Even if it's a written statement, tell the people something.
All right.
Don't make it look like nobody is captaining the ship.
Mm.
And that's what it seems to feel like right now, at least from a big picture direction. If we're not going to make the playoffs right now and things aren't going to go well, where are we going to be in 2 months from now?
We did get the ball right in overtime yesterday.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah.
And we lost.
Yeah.
We're coming back. Falcon Report's on the way. Brian, Dexter, Jordan, stay there. There are open lines for you at 404-726-0929. You got a thought or two on all of this? We know you do. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.